KMZA.
State Legion baseball coverage continues here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tamman with you, joined by Seneca head coach, that is Brad Herter, as we get set for the first game here of the tournament. They'll take on the Zone 1 champ in Norton, and we'll talk about them momentarily. But, Coach, an impressive summer. You guys get to the Zone tournament, you lose your first game, but then bounce back with three straight wins and elimination games to get to this state tournament this week. What does it mean to you to kind of see your team succeed the way they did to earn that spot this week?
Oh, yeah, I was very proud of the team. We had a little bit of a lull there in the middle of the season, missing a few kids due to vacation and stuff like that, but I kept telling them they're a tournament team. We had the pitching, we have it all, so they responded with, like you said, three straight wins there, all elimination games. We're ready to roll.
Yeah, no doubt. And how impressive was that? I guess what was maybe the most impressive part of those three wins? 8-5 against Sabetha, 4-3 against Doniphan County, and then 2-1. You get kind of that revenge game against Hiawatha in that final outing. I guess what was maybe the most impressive part about that stretch?
The most impressive part I saw was our pitching. All of our pitchers threw deep into the game. Through great games, our defense showed up. Our bats are not there quite yet, but hopefully we get them rolling here in state.
Who's been a couple guys who have maybe really stood out to you this summer? You got some veteran guys who have been doing it for years and have played well for a consistent number of time, but is there a couple of players that maybe came into the summer that you weren't expecting maybe great contributions out of, but maybe you got a little bit more than what you were expecting?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a couple newcomers that have definitely stepped up for us. Case Kramer, his first year playing Legion. He's our leadoff guy, plays center field, pitches a little bit for us. And Mr. Wade Leonard, he wasn't even thinking about playing. We talked him into playing, and he's had a fantastic summer.
You get the Zone 1 champion in Norton in the first game. You know, how's the preparation look? Do you get a whole lot of time? Do you research a lot? Are you going into this thing cold turkey? What's kind of the preparation been like for this first game?
We don't know a whole lot about them, but we have been preparing. We practiced on Monday night, had a good little practice there. Just doing a lot of hitting, fielding, just going out there being loose and having fun.
The format of the tournament, it's different, much different from last year. You know, it was in Topeka a year ago. It was four AAA teams, four AA teams, kind of a pool play style. This year you get eight AA teams in a double elimination style tournament. Do you like the format and how it's set this year?
I do like it. It doesn't go by records. It matches zones against zones. We're definitely going to see some teams we haven't seen all year, and I think it's going to be a great state tournament here.
Finally, Coach, to succeed and have a nice little run here in Concordia, what are going to be a few keys for your guys' success this week?
We're going to have to get to hitting the ball a little better. A lot of situational hitting would be great down there, and hopefully our pitching we've had all year follows us down there.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck here in this first game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
NECAP and the Community Action Partnership has joined forces with Increase the Reach to provide information about vaccinations and other health equity topics in our local communities. If you are finding it difficult to put food on your table every month, we're here to help. NECAP, Inc. has resources to provide for your needs in your local county when those needs can't be met. If you need assistance with applying for food resources, including SNAP, please contact your local community development advocate by visiting NECAP.org. Did you know that 93% of Americans want to eat healthy? 63% of consumers say they try to eat healthy, but only 10% of consumers always eat healthy. As a result, 117 million adults have chronic diseases. That number could drastically decrease by eating a healthier diet. 60% of the people in Kansas who lack reliable access to enough affordable, nutritious food will select the cheapest foods to save money, even though it's an unhealthier option. This Increase the Reach grant program is supported by the CDC and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views, nor an endorsement by the CDC, HHS, the U.S. government, or NECAP. For more information about this grant, please visit increasethereach.com. And for services, resources, or other health information, please visit NECAP.org.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM KMZA.
And we welcome you all the way out to Concordia, the field where the Cloud County Community College T-Birds play their home games. And we welcome you to the AA Legion State Baseball Tournament here on KMZA 92.1 FM. Brandon Tabman with you, Seth Tollefson is our studio producer. One game in earlier this morning, it was Garnett beating Concordia 11-3. So Garnett moving on, staying in the winner's bracket. Concordia will play again tonight at 6:30 in an elimination game. But it's Seneca and Norton, and then Corning will play up next as they will take on Beloit. So we got a lot of fun action here over the next few hours as we bring you Seneca and Corning, both teams vying for a AA state championship. Well, let's get you set for the first pitch here momentarily, and let's go through the lineups, and we'll start with Norton as they will lead things off with Brian Vencomo, who is going to play in center field. Logan Willowers in right field. He will bat second. Bailey Sides at short. He bats third. Caden Seams, the pitcher, batting fourth. Ryan Prevost, the catcher, batting fifth. Roman Hauser at second, bat sixth. Jaden Boyle in left. He'll bat seventh. Trent Long at first. He'll bat eighth. And Foster Brands, the third baseman, he will bat ninth. That is the Norton lineup, rocking blue tops, white and yellow trim, white pants. For Seneca, it'll be Case Kramer to lead things off. He is in center field. Wade Leonard's in right. He'll bat second. Jonah Dieter's the catcher. He bats third. Reese Garrity at first. He is the cleanup man. Strothman the pitcher. He'll bat fifth. Traven Inneking at third. He'll bat sixth. Garrett Herter batting seventh. He is at second base. Evan Olberding at short. He'll bat eighth. And Jaden Thomas, the left fielder, he will bat ninth for Seneca in their green tops, white and yellow trim, and the gray pants. Thank you so much. A little bit breezy, that wind blowing in from basically dead center field towards home plate. It is 325 down the lines, both right field and left field lines, 360 to the gaps, and 390 to dead center field, an all-turf infield and grass outfield here in Concordia. Thank you so much for hanging with us and our Legion baseball coverage. All of our amazing sponsors making things possible here. This game broadcast presented by Kneecap in partnership with Increase the Reach. Back to school time is quickly approaching. Make sure your kids' immunization cards are up to date by contacting your local health department. Here we go. Seneca's run for a state championship begins after another warm-up toss from the pitcher Caden Seams, a tall, right-handed, strong thrower for Norton. It'll be Case Kramer, Wade Leonard, and Jonah Dieters, the top three in the Seneca order. And then, of course, the second game of our doubleheader today featuring Corning and Beloit. Winner gets Garnett tomorrow in the winner's bracket. Loser of this game will play later on tonight at 6:30 in an elimination game against Concordia. So here we go. It's the righty versus the righty to kick things off. Case Kramer in center field, playing back in the box, open on his stance, wearing jersey number 9. Caden Seams, jersey number 44. His first pitch is low and outside for ball 1, and we are underway. Defensively for Norton, seems the pitcher, Prevo catching. You got Brands at third, Sides at short, Hauser at second, Long at first. Left field is Boyle, center field Ben Como, and then right field is Will Auer. Next pitch, popped up, center field, playable. Ben Como working to his left, he'll make the easy catch. Two pitches and one out. So Kramer down on two pitches. Wade Leonard steps in, the right fielder. He'll also bat from the right side against the righty and Caden Seams, wearing jersey number 24 for Post 21 Seneca. Seams out of the windup and fires. First pitch outside for ball one. Good crowd support for both teams here. Seneca east, of course, of Concordia. Norton is a lot more west. As Seams will fire. That one painted on the inside corner for a strike. And the count evens up, one ball, one strike. No score, one out. Top of the first. 1-1 count here on Wade Leonard. For Seneca here at the state tournament. Next pitch, a little high and tight. Now two balls and one strike. Eight-team double elimination style tournament. Mentioned earlier, Garnett beating Concordia in the first game today, 11-3. So Garnett will play tomorrow, and then Concordia's got to play later tonight in an elimination game between the loser of this one. Next pitch, high and in. Three balls and one strike here to Leonard with Jonah Dieters due up next. Another warm afternoon here in North Central Kansas. Here's a 3-1 to Leonard. He takes all the way, it's high ball four, and there's the first base runner of the night for Seneca. Knight, a.k.a. Day, of course. And here's Jonah Dieters, the catcher. He's got home run power, no doubt about it.
Now batting number 18, Jonah Dieters.
Leonard at first base, one out. First time that Seams has to go out of the stretch, and this one is belted down the left field line, and it is just foul. It one-hopped the fence right in front of the 325 sign. And the wind not helping that one, as, again, the wind pushing in towards home plate from center field. So just foul. Could have been extra bases and potentially the first run of the game, but it's just a long strike number one. No balls, one strike here to Dieters. He plays back in the box, open on his stance. Not much wiggle to the bat above the right shoulder, wearing jersey number 18. He'll foul this one away and out of play. And he needs to protect now. It's no balls and two strikes. Kramer flew out to center to start the game. Leonard walked. He is at first with one out. Dieters down in the count here at 0-2. Norton, the Zone 1 champion. They went 3-0. In their zone tournament with wins over Colby twice and also Smith County. Seems out of the stretch. No balls and two strikes. Leonard dancing at first. He'll take off. A ground ball left side. Tough play here for Sides. It's short. Long throw into the wind to record the out. Leonard took off. He is at second base, so the double play was taken out, but two outs. Leonard is up to second base, and now it's up to a cleanup man in the first baseman, Reese Garrity.
Now batting number
back deep in the hole, Sides at short, made a dart of a throw to first to get Dieters for that second out. So Seams back into the stretch, Garrity up to the dish. Batting from the left side, rocking zero batting gloves. He'll take one inside, but catching the corner for strike. No balls and one strike. Leonard at second, two down. No score, top one. Feel that breeze as we are set up right behind home plate. Here for the ball games here today. Seems 0-1. Missing a little bit outside with the fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Seneca lost the first game in the zone tournament to Hiawatha and then won three straight to be the second team to get in. Wins over Sabetha, Doniphan County, and then Hiawatha in that consolation championship game. Popped up right towards us. And over the press box and out of play, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Garrity down to a two-strike count. Leonard is at second base with two down. A base hit could give Seneca an early lead here against Norton. Seems trying to get out of it. And the 1-2. Just missing inside. Even Steven count. Two balls and two strikes. The other teams, Beloit, Colby, and Iola. Along with Concordia, Garnett, Seneca, Norton, and Corning here at the 18 tournament. Next pitch fouled away, so Dieter's hanging strong. Or correction, Garrity, excuse me. Garrity slaps that one foul out of play left. Stays two balls and two strikes. Can always guarantee a good Seneca showing here, no matter where these guys are playing. Everyone out there listening here on KMCA, we appreciate the follow. Just getting going. No score, top one. 2-2. Outside. And it's three balls and two strikes with John Strothman due up next. So seems having to battle a little bit here in the top of the first. Throwing a heavy dose of pitches. Wade Leonard still at second. Not much movement back there. Sides the shortstop holding him on. And the 3-2. And it's high and inside. Ball four. Now it gets away from the catcher and Leonard takes third base. So now they're at the corners with two down. The second walk in the inning for Seams. And an RBI chance here for Strothman. Pitcher v. pitcher here in the top of the first. Seneca a chance to get on the board first. Big hard-throwing right-hander. Had a good zone tournament. Back in the box, open on his stance. Righty versus righty. Seneca a chance to take an early lead. First pitch by Seams, high and inside for a ball. Couple of walks in the inning, along with a flyout and a groundout. Leonard to third on a wild pitch. Leonard at third, Garrity at first. 1-0 count here on Strothman. The pitch. Ground ball right up the middle into center field for a hit, and Seneca has a 1-0 lead. An RBI for Strothman. He takes care of business and gets the job done, and Seneca a 1-0 advantage. Leonard scores from third, and Garrity stopping at second base. Here's Trayvon Inneking, the third baseman, to try to keep the line moving. Still two on and two out, 1-0 Seneca here in the top of the first. Pitch by Seams, low and outside, and it's ball one. So a good start here for Seneca, getting one on the board, and still a chance for more if Inneking can keep the line moving. Garrity at second base, Strothman at first after the RBI single. Next pitch high and inside, and it's 2-0. So Seams continuing to battle through a little bit of an early tough inning. Inneking has the advantage right now at two balls and no strikes. Seems out of the stretch, looking back at second, and fires. It is low, and the count is now three balls and no strikes. Garrett Herter is due up next. 1-0 Seneca here in the top of the first, an RBI single by John Strothman. He is at first. And you also got Reese Garrity at second base. 3-0 count here on Inneking. He'll take that one right down the middle for a strike, and it's now 3-1. No reason there to lift the bat up off the shoulder. See what he does here on 3-1.